This episode also coming at you with support from Presto by Spirit of 608. It's the low-cost alternative to traditional PR and media outreach created by me after years of covering the business side of the fashion industry and getting really frustrated at seeing so many worthy brands miss out on coverage simply because they didn't have access to an expensive PR agency and they just didn't really know the ropes. So come over to PressDope.com, check out how we are supporting Fest Brands. It's a chance to work one-on-one with me and get access to a host of other tools and resources, including our daily media tasks calendar, highly targeted media contacts, and much, much more, all for a cost that's intentionally priced to run you in an entire year what you could easily expect to spend on just 1 month of PR agency retainer fees. So come check us out at PressDope.com. And now on to the show. PressDope by Spirit of 608, Minisode. You're listening to the Spirit of 608 podcast. I'm your host, Lorraine Sanders. Keep listening for stories, tips, and advice from women at the forefront of fashion, entrepreneurship, sustainability, and tech. I call it FEST, and it's the future. Hey, so I'm doing a little something different today with this episode. I am recording a quick media tips driven mini episode for you while I am driving from Charlottesville to Richmond to do a meeting with one of my oldest mentors and teachers and somebody that actually taught me a really eye-opening class in high school that I've kept up with over the years. So I was thinking on the way, it would be a great time to give you some thoughts that you can put to use in your own world with your media outreach and brand amplification. Now, most of the time on the Spirit of 608 podcast, we're focused on the interview with the guest of the week. And in this episode, I want to talk about your media strategy. And more specifically, what is keeping you from taking action on your media strategy? Now, why do I go in just at the outset and assume that you're not taking action on your media strategy? Well, you very well may be just killing it and doing stuff every single day. But what I find with most of the Fest founders that I work with regularly inside of PressDope, and then others that I just speak to, you know, when I'm out and about, because media often comes up and, you know, it's one of my favorite things to jam about. It often, the problem isn't that people don't know what to do exactly, or they don't think that they need to do anything. It's that they know they need to do something and they really feel like they do not have the time. They just are so pressed with so many other things. And I will suggest, hey, well, you have this great new collection coming out, or even if it's not a full collection in the traditional sense, you know, maybe you've got spring or summer or fall colors of products that are, you know, customer favorites, or maybe you have recently added a new promotion or like a loyalty program to your site, you know, something that you might consider smaller or not really newsworthy beyond your own audience. And I will say, well, let's just, you know, put together a quick lookbook and like pitch that out to see if you could get into some roundups or gift guides. And it ends up feeling like this colossal task that is just so overwhelming that nothing ever happens with it. And it goes nowhere. And then because media is something that you really need to be out ahead of and in front of, if you have waited too long to pitch something or spread the word about something, it's often too late. So, you know, those great products that people are going to want to buy during the summer months, you can't pitch that in August because in general, you know, the fastest you're going to get coverage is, you know, a couple of weeks time. More often than that, you're probably going to be looking at a couple of months until you get meaningful coverage from a press push that you're doing. So when you do have a great idea and you're unable to move forward on it, you know, to me, that's one of the biggest sort of tragedies of this. I mean, if there's anything tragic about press outreach, I mean, let's be serious and real. It's not like we're saving lives here. It's, you know, this is about bringing more awareness to your brand and getting more recognition for your mission and for your products and things that, you know, you are working so hard to get out into the world. But, you know, if there is any great tragedy, it's that people feel so overwhelmed, like it's this insurmountable task. And I'm here to tell you that it's not. None of this is rocket science. It really isn't. Trust me, I sat on the receiving end of so much press outreach for so many years. And let me tell you, if you feel like you're not going to be able to compete with what professionals are doing, you can. You can. It is not that difficult. What it is that it takes some understanding of, you know, the industry and you know, what journalists are looking for and how publications work. I mean, you need to have a little bit of a basic understanding of who it is that you're reaching out to and how they're going to be able to receive the information that you're sending and what they're going to be likely to do with it. But you know what? You can learn that pretty quickly. The other piece of it is really, it's not so much about professional skills, although being a great writer and a creative thinker and is never going to hurt you, just as it won't hurt you in your marketing efforts in general. But it, you know, it's flat out consistency and the ability to break a complex or seemingly complex task down into bite-sized parts so that you can push it through and you are not missing the opportunity by sitting on it for too long. So let me give you a couple of examples here and some thoughts about how you might approach it differently so that you can turn what's already happening in your business into media moments that you can share. Now, I would preface all of this by saying that I do not advocate that you always be sending a press release or like a pitch every single week. In general, I think that most small businesses and most independent brands and startups are going to have about 4 key media moments per year, 1 per quarter. And that would be something that would go out to your entire list and, you know, would be a moment that you'd be putting quite a bit of effort behind. But the rest of the year, what you should be focusing on is building relationships with the media and trying to stay on people's radars. And that is often an endeavor that involves just good old social media networking with the smaller number of highly targeted media contacts that you want to connect with. And then also sending regular updates to people that have covered you in the past and people on your media list, just keeping them up on what you're doing. And a great example of that is your good old product pitch. So something that you would send that highlights a single or small number of products that you are selling. And if you have an app or, you know, a SaaS tool or a digital platform of some kind in the Fest space, because we do have a number of members inside of Prestope, that description, they're not all apparel businesses or brands that are producing their own products and selling through a strict, you know, kind of traditional e-commerce model. But if you do have a, you know, a sort of a digital product like that, you know, that is your product. There are plenty of places that do roundups on, you know, tools and apps and things like that. So that's what you're going to be thinking about is how do I present this product or service that I have in such a way that it will be included in a roundup, which would be a story that a writer or contributor to a media outlet has generated in hopes of having like 7 to 10 different companies in that same article. And sometimes they're called listicles. You'll find various different names for them, but you've definitely seen these posts. It's the, you know, 10 apps you need to download before your summer vacation. It's the eco-friendly handbags you can't wait to take to the beach. I mean, it's those types of headlines, and they're very clickable, and publications love them because they get lots of attention and eyeballs and shares. And so what I'm encouraging you to do is to strategically contact members of the media in hopes of getting into one of those types of stories. Now, one of the things that often holds people back from jumping right in is, well, what am I going to send? Founders always tell me, okay, well, then I feel like I need a lookbook and I don't really have a graphic designer and I don't know how to create a lookbook and I'm not sure what to send out. I don't know how to format the email, so I'm just not going to do it. Well, let me tell you the first step in generating your lookbook. You don't have to. The first step is that you don't even have to do that. You know, you could very simply create a Google Drive folder with your images and call it lookbook and link to it in the email that you send. You could also hop onto a free tool like Canva, C-A-N-V-A, if you haven't heard of it, check it out. Create a lookbook on that using one of their templates They're not specifically for fashion, but they have a great number of layouts that you can use that are, a lot of them are actually inspired by magazines, and so they can look great for a fashion product. You could create a simple 2-page lookbook PDF with images of your items and some brief product specs and information, and you could include that in your email or put that in the Google Drive folder, upload it, and call it the lookbook. Another option would be to house your lookbook, you know, in quotes, because it's not really a true lookbook, but call it a lookbook, house it on Instagram, create a post, have it include 10 images. You could then, when you reach out to the media, say, view our Instagram lookbook here and link to your account. And that way it would be not only driving media attention to your product, but also to your social media presence, if that's something that you want to highlight. And I find that media often, when they're trying to vet a brand that they are not familiar with or haven't heard of, one of the first things they will do is to check out their social media and see what type of engagement or, you know, following that brand has. And so this could be a way to, you know, kill two birds with one stone. Although we love birds, we don't want to kill them. It could be a way to embrace two birds with one stone, I guess, is my little variation on that. So don't let the lack of something like a lookbook stop you from putting the word out about what you're doing. Now, the second thing that founders will often tell me is stopping them is, you know, well, who am I going to send this to? Like, they're like, okay, great, Lorraine, I got a lookbook, get you images all day and all night, but who wants to receive this? And I don't have a good media list. And that is an issue, because obviously to send an email, you've got to have somebody on the receiving end. But I often find that founders believe that they need to generate a media list with hundreds of people on it for any kind of press outreach to be worthwhile. Well, I would counter that and tell you what I think is probably not something you're going to hear very often in the world of media outreach and PR strategy, simply because it does not behoove a PR agency or PR professional to tell you that they're only going to contact 5 people on your behalf. I mean, why would you pay them thousands of dollars a month, right, in retainer fees to sit there and tell you that they're only going to reach out to this handful of people? But as somebody who was on the receiving end of pitches for years, I can tell you this. Most media can smell a universal blanket pitch like a million miles away. And they immediately feel like just, you know, they feel the spam factor. And they're like, okay, if your product is coming at me in this kind of one size fits all way, then I don't know if I feel like it's special enough to share with my audience. And so my advice to you, if you are an independent brand, if you're a founder, if you are a startup with a lean team and you're trying to figure out the best use of your time with your media and PR outreach strategy, get a small list. Compile a list of 10 people. If you have an intern or somebody who can help you with this, make it 20. But don't go for 50 or 100 people to start. Start slow, start small, start with the places that are a perfect fit for your brand. Now, how do you find places that are a perfect fit for your brand? That is a little bit of an art, but it's also a lot of research and paying attention to your space. Now, one quick way that I recommend people approach this at the beginning is to set up Google Alerts for free monitoring of the media. It's a way to more quickly grab the names and publications, the names of the media and the publications they're writing for, that are covering topics and subjects that are relevant to you and your brand right now. You'll find a whole entire blog post that'll guide you through this process available on pressdope.com/blog. And I will put a link to that, how to use Google Alerts for free media monitoring. I'll put that in the show notes so that you can check that out. I won't go into that here because it would take me more time than I want to spend, and I want to keep this as brief as possible. So you need to start building your media list with a small number of targeted contacts. And then the next objection, and probably the most frequent one that I have from founders, is this: I don't have enough time. I just don't have enough time, they tell me. In fact, I had one founder, I always repeat this because it just always pops into my head. And in fact, I have said this to other people before about aspects of my business. And, you know, they'll say, I don't even have time to go to the bathroom. How am I supposed to sit down and compose this nice email and find a media list and create a lookbook and do all this stuff? And I'll say, look, just let's put the media and PR outreach stuff aside for a second. How many hours a week, or even today, how many hours today are you going to spend on social media. How many hours in a week are you spending on thinking about what's happening on your Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest, Snapchat? The list goes on. How much time are you spending creating content, editing images, taking images, responding to comments, following people, unfollowing people perhaps, doing all of that stuff on those platforms that are the most important ones for your brand? Well, I'm willing to bet if you're a fashion e-commerce brand today, you are probably spending hours on social media platforms. What if you were to take 25% of the time that you're spending on social media and devote it to your press and media outreach to start? What if you were to take 50%? Honestly, I encourage you to go back and look at how your social media is performing and how it is converting and bringing people back to your site, whether you are using true conversions and sales as your key performance indicator here, or whether you're looking at something like newsletter signups. But you need to be taking account of your social media and how much time you're spending there and what it is doing for your business before you can dismiss the possibility that it might just be a better idea for you to allot some of that time to your earned media strategy. Earned media meaning press coverage and mentions that you did not have to pay for in any way, shape, or form. So those are the three things that I want you to think about this week as you're considering your media and DIY PR strategy for your business. If you've been held up because you don't think that you have the right materials in place, if you feel like your media list is inadequate or non-existent and it's too much of a task to take on right now, or if you simply don't feel like you have the hours in the day, I hope you'll think back to this episode and know that yes, actually, you can do these things. And it's a matter of stopping, pausing for a minute, and then figuring out the next bite-sized piece of the process that you can take on and accomplish today. I always recommend that Vest founders put aside 20 minutes a day to do their press and media outreach. Some days you're going to have much, much more, but stop. See if you can take 20 minutes. You can probably find 20 minutes. And put all those photos into a folder, call it lookbook. Check your Google alerts for this week and find one publication and one writer to add to your media list. Take 20 minutes that you might have spent on Instagram and devote it to choosing the product that you're going to pitch out to the media next. Whatever you do, remember, take some action today so that you can get more press and media coverage in the future. This has been a Presto Media Tips minisode. Hope to see you on Prestope.com really soon. Hey guys, one quick word before I am over and out on this minisode from Prestope by The Spirit is 608. If you like what you heard and you want more, I'll be coming to San Francisco in July hosting a workshop that combines a media masterclass, a deep dive into digital marketing and sponsored ads on platforms like Facebook and others from a San Francisco-based digital marketing firm that works with Fest brands. So we'll have a lot of great intel there. And in the afternoon, we'll be implementing a project of your choice so that when you leave the workshop, you actually change something in your business, whether it's growing your media list, getting your editorial calendar solid for the rest of the year, writing those pitch emails that you never seem to get around to. We work with you one-on-one to figure out what would be the best fit for your project before the workshop actually takes place. And then we will get that stuff done during the workshop itself. So if you'd like to know more, I hope you will come and check out all the details online at prestope.com/workshop. And if you have any questions, if I can be of any help, you can always hit me up, info@prestope.com. Thanks for listening to this minisode, and I hope you have a great rest of your day.